from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Some people in Timmins being vaccinated against COVID-19 because they have to, not because they want to, are taking out their frustration on clinic workers. City police say they're flirting with criminal charges. Communications coordinator Mark DePozzi says one person implied to the worker administering the shot that if they suffer ill effects, the worker's safety is at risk.
That's inappropriate and contrary to the criminal code. You cannot utter a threat to that person.
DePozzi acknowledges that you have a right to your opinion, but it can't come across as a threat. And now there are two active COVID-19 cases in our region. The Porcupine Health Unit says this one's up on the coast. Since the pandemic arrived, PHU has recorded 2,213 cases. Ontario's reporting another 417 new cases across the province today. Three more people have died. The seven-day rolling average in the province is now 476 cases, down from 565 last week. The wildfire that destroyed an entire BC village this summer was not started by a train. The Transportation Safety Board says the last train through Lytton was 18 minutes before the fire broke out. There was nothing notable when it passed through, and the train did not have any fire damage on it. Investigators still don't know what started the fire that killed two people. It's still being investigated by the BC Wildfire Service and the RCMP. Finally this afternoon, after a one-year hiatus, the South Porcupine Winter Carnival is coming back. It's set for Family Day weekend in February. One of the organizers, Joanne Hager-Parrott, says all the traditional events will return inside and outside the Scout Hall. The committee is trying to emphasize the outdoors more.
If people have any ideas about an outdoor display, attraction, any of that kind of stuff, if they would contact the committee, that would be terrific.
The most popular and most expensive attraction is the carnival-ending fireworks over Porcupine Lake. Hager-Parrott says the committee is looking for a partner or sponsor, but she promises that there will be a fireworks display. She says you can't have a carnival without it. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.